I'm Brown County artist Susan Showalter. Brown County Earth Day events, which began in the 1980s, were originally sponsored by the Brown County Solid Waste. I took over the leadership in 1997, and in later years was assisted by Pam Rader, Sally Baldwin, Dixie Ferrer, Rovine Quigley, and others. The event was named Mother Earth Day in 2002. A logo contest was held, and a permanent date was established as the day before Mother's Day in May, due to April's cold and rainy weather negatively affecting the events. Held at the Village Green and the Methodist Church in Nashville, Mother Earth Day grew to be the largest Earth Day event in the state and featured an all-day concert which opened and closed with Native American blessings, environmental workshops and speakers, poetry, a kids' corner with petting zoo and educational activities, tree giveaways, plant exchanges, soil testing, an art fair, and a silent auction. Brown County singer-songwriter Pat Webb was a regular on the gazebo concert stage. I'm talking with Pat on the phone. He was on the road for a long time, and he was at that original event in Atlanta. Can you tell us something about that, Pat?
That was something we didn't realize it was going to turn into something this big. I was playing a club there, a small club, or leftover from the 60s. We performed on the streets, actually. A whole bunch of us decided to celebrate something called Earth Day. We'd never heard of it, but, well, it was the first one, as you mentioned. And it was quite an event. A large bunch of people showed up and danced and sang, and there were a few songs about liberate the land and things like that that people had written. Turned out to be very important. We were also representing the anti-nuclear movement.
At that event, too?
At that event. That was probably much more important than anything else that went on as we look back. And to be against the nuclear movement was really the right thing to do, as it's been proven now that that could take us apart at any moment, and it's got a pretty good start right now in Japan. So Earth Day was also a part of the anti-nuclear movement.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
It wasn't just about how to plow good.
Mm-hmm. Can you give me an idea of some of the other people that played at that original Earth Day?
We didn't have any celebrities. Nobody like Joan Baez, Judy Collins, none of them were there. I enjoyed it. I knew it was worth something. You could kind of feel that there was something in the air.
That's great.
But it turned out to be Earth Day as we know it now. It was a great thing. Once I found out that Earth Day was going to do some good, I got to boosting it a little more.
And then you helped us here. You were on the Earth Day committee when we had the Mother Earth Day events, and you played at numerous of those concerts, you and your son and a bunch of other great local musicians, so we really appreciated that. Lots of people want to resurrect that event. It won't be until next year.
So next year, whenever it comes about, we'll be happy to do it.
Great. Well, thanks a lot for talking with us today.
Thank you. It was a real pleasure.
Pat's CDs are available online, and he and his son Christopher will be playing up in Indianapolis on May 14th at Radio Radio.